Thank you for listening to Vote with Power Podcast 102. Today's topic is politicians are making decisions that are killing Americans. My name is Denny Bowersox. I'm the author of the book Vote with Power and the founder of the Vote with Power organization. This podcast is for you if you want a better and safer life for your children in America. I founded the organization called Vote with Power, which is a nonpartisan way to unite Americans for fixing our government and changing the direction America is heading. We help citizens, and one of our top priorities is helping parents in building a world-class country. I'm not using politics in this podcast to sway anyone to turn and go in the direction of Republican or Democrat. In America, our politics has created a society of people who hate politics and are starting to hate each other. I am reporting the truth about whichever party and their people in Washington are making political bad mistakes and threatening the lives of Americans. To me, I will point out whether they're Republican or Democrat, I don't care. These ideas are not presented because Joe Biden is a Democrat. As far as I'm concerned, he could be a Republican, but it is because he doesn't care about America. Biden's decision to pull out of Afghanistan with no plans or notice killed American soldiers. Even though his top military advisors were against the timing and without preparation, he left behind Americans, but he also left behind the Afghan people who had fought along with us for many years to save Americans and fight for the war. Biden also cut off the exits so the countries that are our allies in Afghanistan were also cut off. They supported us in the war for many years. What do you think those allies will think next time America needs help with something? Biden left billions of dollars of Americans' weapons behind, which were sold to our enemies. Joe Biden's decision to spend billions of dollars on issues that haven't helped the lives or safety of Americans in the last couple of years. His spending decisions have created and stimulated the inflation, which is creating havoc on most Americans. The American middle class and lower class citizens are suffering financially due to his decisions. Joe Biden's decision to open the southern border and let millions of unvetted aliens into America has caused hundreds of thousands of drug deaths, rapes, murders, overburdening our schools, taking over our playgrounds and activity centers, and even forcing hospitals to have problems as patients, which are American citizens. This immigration debacle has drained money from many municipalities, which is funded by the people living and paying taxes in those areas. His border crisis has shifted funding from our American citizens' needs to people who are in our country illegally. Biden's open border without health checks is bringing in diseases such as tuberculosis and smallpox. Biden's open border has caused human trafficking and slavery and child abuse as immigrants need work. Even causing death to America as criminals and mentally ill foreigners freely roam our country. Joe Biden's decision to promote the COVID vaccines and support closing schools has put our youth behind educationally and created mental health issues for our youth. Joe Biden has made the decision to play God over the support of Ukraine in the Russian invasion, holding back weapons that the Ukrainians needed to win the war. He gave them enough weapons to just survive the war, and Russia is still invading Ukraine. This week, Biden is making a decision to hold back the weapons Congress approved the funding for Israel. He also is playing chameleon and speaks with a forked tongue. This is his position on attempting to tell our allies how to fight their wars. How does arrogance America should stay out of those wars? His whip back and forth communications in the media have created uprising on college campuses, and that uprising is spreading all across America. Anti-Semitism is a destructive, death-causing event. His decisions on Israel and attempt to direct the war has lost the feelings America and other countries who are our allies. Biden's decision to support soft on crime and let it happen in America is getting citizens and police officers killed. Biden has used illegal executive orders, some of which have been proven to be illegal by our Supreme Court. He has violated our Constitution, and his arrogance to do what he wants is making America weak, becoming an unsafe and financially tough place to live. Biden stopped the security agency from protecting his competitor for president, JFK Jr., which is a very dangerous move. Just because he's one of your competitors, that isn't the basis for making risky decisions. JFK Jr. has already lost a father and an uncle to murder. His home has been broken into twice since he got into the presidential race. Joe Biden needs to stop playing politics and start doing what is right. Biden, on his own initiative, paid off millions of dollars in student loans. This was found to be illegal in the Supreme Court and unapproved by Congress, but yet his only reason is to get votes. Buying votes should be illegal. It probably is. But attempting to buy votes through giving gifts should also be illegal, condemned, and punished. There's a story of one music major who had $250,000 in college debts. Biden paid that off. Do you think that person will vote for Joe Biden? So who was harmed in the student payoff? The Americans who pay taxes, the Americans who are hurting by inflation, the Americans who paid off their own student loans, the Americans who didn't go to college and hate this burden of gifting others their tax dollars. Would you like to have your tax money used for other people you don't know and you're not concerned about and that are in the minority? Those who are concerned about national debt also have a reason to hate this movement. Those who are concerned that the type of movement draws us towards a dictatorship-run nation are correct. Biden's political party let him keep destroying America. This is where the politics needs to be stopped. Through all this upheaval, dangerous movements and polarization, his party supports what he has done. They don't want to stand up against someone in their own party. Even those who disagree with what he has done are too cowardly to do something to save America. They are part of the swamp that needs to be drained. Politics, to those in Washington, is more important to the party members than the lives of the normal Americans. It's time to get rid of this president, drain the swamp, and kill off the deep state. I stated this as not having anything to do with Biden being a Democrat. It is Biden disrupting, harming America. I don't respect any politician from either side of the aisle who fails at his job or her job and doesn't follow their oath of office. The next death-causing event will come as terrorists by the thousands are freely moving all around our country because they came across the border without any vetting. And we're going to have the same situation we had in 9/11, except it will come from all over America, not three airplanes and three buildings. It will affect millions of people. So why is Joe Biden killing people? For money, power, and votes. Politicians have fallen into the trap that votes are more important than lives. They're more important than a better lifestyle and safety for the American people. Biden's decisions to be soft on China and their attempts to invade us have threatening effects for our future. He's allowed college fundings, which are getting the professors to teach and indoctrinate our students. He has research and political voices in America. The Chinese have illegal police stations in America, illegal drug manufacturing facilities in America, and the Chinese are actually rewarding countries and manufacturing of fentanyl shipped to America. Joe Biden consistently lies to the American people. He brags about his Bidenomics while Americans are living paycheck to paycheck and suffering. He brags about the trillions of dollars of spending he has gotten passed through Congress, which will harm Americans for many, many years. He lied about the names on those bills, misrepresenting what the money was actually used for. Biden keeps lying about the inflation rate so he can get votes. When he took office, he claimed it was 9%. The factual truth is, and you can look this up, it was 1.4%. And he blames the previous administration. But when you look at the facts, the skyrocketing inflation went to 9% many months after he took office. I don't advocate for term limits because I don't want to throw the good people out with the bad. But I want better screening tools for those who are holding office to make sure they're accountable, transparent, responsible. And we have voting records and performance reviews on all of those in office who are running for office the next time. Senator John Kennedy wrote a bill just this week to raise the punishment for drug sellers who are selling fentanyl. He stated that he can't get Democrats in the Senate to support passing his bill. Therefore, it will be dead. What can any person who has a moral character and cares about America from either party not want to save American lives? The answer is politics is stronger than moral character. Politicians don't want the opposite party to get any credit or recognition. They would rather have Americans die. Now's the time for all Americans and the majority to stomp out politics. Throw away your Republican or Democrat washed brain. Start thinking for yourself and stand up for America. We need to solve our problems and change the direction America's heading. People frequently ask me, should we have a third party? My answer is we need 535 parties. Each member of Congress needs to start listening to, answering, informing, and representing their constituents. Stop playing politics and do what is right and needed for the American people. The time is now to decide whether you want to help be part of the solution for improving our political, education, financial, and justice systems. America can be the country you want it to be for your family's future, but this won't happen until Americans unite and get our government back in line with the people's values, fixing our problems, and changing the direction America's heading. Please visit votewithpower.org, votewithpower.org, for more ideas on parenting in America and also how we can turn this around to get back to democracy and make it the life we deserve and want.